Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Aleph Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, siman Kuf Nun Dalid, which deals with Dinei Tashmish Kedusha, the Neiros Beis HaKnesses, dealing with certain things that are in a shul that are called Tashmish Kedusha, which we've already explained in the past, means items that are serving a actual item of Kedusha itself, as opposed to Tashmish Mitzvah, which serve an item for which a mitzvah is performed. So, for example, the difference would be Tashmish Mitzvah would be a talis bag for a talis, as opposed to Tashmish Kedusha would be a tefillin zakor for tefillin. So let us begin. The Mechaber says, Ruchava Shalir, if you have a public square outside the shul that's used for gathering, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Humokum Shemiskansim Bo Betanios Lispalabo. This was the place where the people would gather on a tiny tzibur, for example, when a lot of people would be needed and the shul wasn't big enough. A large place would be needed. There's a need for a large gathering of people. And the shuls couldn't hold them. So they would go outside to this public square, this public area. So these areas had a certain level of kedusha to them, in that the people would daven over there on the taniyos. However, the Mechaber says even though they would daven on those in those places on a day of tainis, ain't b'mishum kedusha. They don't really have the kedusha of a beis haknesses. Why? Because it's a very temporary, transitory type of setting. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, where Chovu Shalir explains, it was designated as a public area for gatherings like this. Nevertheless, since it was only used on a temporary basis, irregularly, it doesn't have the kedusha of a beis haknesses. He says, look in the Ritva, nevertheless, even if it doesn't have the kedusha of a beis haknesses, you shouldn't use it for a disparaging purpose, for a bizoyun type of a purpose, kivin shu mezum, since it was set aside as a public area for these fast days when they needed a large place for people to daven. The Dir Shofar number 2 brings down, as opposed to a place where they would daven in it on an irregular basis. For example, they had an overflow for the Shlosh Regalim, so they'd have an annex where they would daven on the Shlosh Regalim. So we've already learned in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, Shiesh B'Mokum Zeh Kedusha, that does have the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. So why is there a difference between this Rechava and these temporary places that they would use on the Shlosh Regalim, for example, when they needed an annex? So he says, Tama Chiluk Shebein Mokum Zeh Rechava, the difference between these two, he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Chavos Yoy, She Rechava, this public town area, even though they daven over there, they're not doing it to set this aside as a shul. They medavka go outside over there to show you that we're outside. This is golus. We have to not even be in our regular home. In the shul, we have to go outside. Or to publicly embarrass themselves in a public setting over here, as the Gemara in Tana says, and therefore they're davening outside, not inside in a proper b'chavadika place. As opposed to on the Shlosh Regalim, where they're setting up an annex to daven in, even if they're only doing it at a set times, for example, under Shlosh Regalim, nevertheless, for those time periods, it's set, and therefore, it does have the status of a Beis HaKnesses. He brings down from the Marash Engel another chiluk over here between the two. Shibur Rechava, he says, he says, this public square, so even though you're davening in it, it still may be used for something else, 5 minutes before, 5 minutes afterwards, or maybe even if it's big enough, people may be using it for some other purpose even while you're out there. As opposed to this temporary shul, this annex that you set up for the Shlosh Regalim, so maybe it's used at other times of the year for other things, but during the Shlosh Regalim, it's only used as a base knesses, as a base tefillah. Finally, he discusses, what about the kever of a tzaddik, an ohel of a great tzaddik? So he also brings down from the Rosh Engel, even though people pour their hearts out and they dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu at those places, nevertheless, they don't have the kedusha of a beis haknesses at all, because the ikar purpose there was for the kavod of the tzaddik, and not as a public place to daven. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'chein batim v'chatzeros, likewise houses or yards, shemiskapsim behem l'spalo b'yakroi, where people go and daven there on an occasional basis. How do we define occasional? So the Ramah says, pirush derech mikra v'hizdamein, just so happens that they needed it at that point, or they happened to be over there, lo derech fias, but not on any sort of a set basis, en behem shum kedusha. These places also do not have any kedusha. of a base Knesset. They still shouldn't have, as we've already spoke out, disparaging things done in those places. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes, Shemes Kapsin Bohem, where they gather there, Hainu Afilu Bayis Panush Ein Dar Ba'odim, even if it's an empty apartment that people aren't living in. Vein Tzarek Lamar, and certainly, in Miskapsin L'spalo B'vayis Shadarim Bo Mishtam Shem Bosuchem, and certainly if you're going into an inhabited apartment to daven over there, then certainly it doesn't have the status, B'vadai Ein Azeh Shem Beis Knesset Afilu Mispalim Shum Todir, and even if somebody davens there on a regular basis, but it's somebody's house, so therefore it doesn't have the status of a Beis Knesset. Kivin Shein Meyuchod L'tfilu. It's not set aside only for the purposes of tefillah. A guy has he's the only place in town where they can gather for a mincha minyan during the day. So they dive in at his house, but that's his house, so therefore it's not called a Beis Knesset. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah says, Biakroi, on an irregular basis, Va'azaru shalonu lo adipi mibotim chatzeros. In our courtyards of our shuls, he says, are no difference than these houses or courtyards that the Mechaber is talking about. The only time there's an overflow into these lobby areas or into these parts of the shul that are called an azora, a lobby-like, so therefore they're no better than these houses in Chatzeros, because people only go into them when it's under pressure. There's too many people there and they get pushed out there, so to say. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can say, since, however, every time there's an overflow crowd, those places are used, even though it's not done on a regular basis, for the people that are davening over there, the people that come late, they're the ones that are forced to daven over there, and therefore it does have a certain level of Kedusha to it. Ubayaros, Kedolos, in the big cities, Shaderech, Lispalo, Shom, Yazor, Bekvios, every single Shabbos they need to use that overflow area. Pashut, the Kol Kedushas, Pesach, Knesset, Lov. Certainly in that situation, those Azoros, those lobby areas, certainly do have the Kedusha of the Pesach, Knesset, because every single week they're davening there because they always have an overflow crowd. However, Amoganu Pardes, but the outside areas, the orchard or the garden area, the Itztabosh Zviva, or a porch area that's surrounded outside, even though it is contiguous and open to the Beis HaKnesses, ain't b'kedusha. Those places don't have Kedusha. However, even Maya Pasuach Neged HaHechel, but if it's right opposite the shul, directly in front of the Aron Kodesh, so yesh lahachmir shelo linog shom kalus rosh, then you shouldn't act in a lighthearted fashion over there, afal pi shamakom chol, even though it's technically not shul, the area, but it's, since it's directly visible to the Aron Kodesh, so you should be careful how you act in those places, chol v'muchuven kineged hakodesh ikos iluso, since it's directly opposite the Aron Kodesh, it would be a degrading of the area if they were to act in a lighthearted fashion in that area. Tirsha footnote number 1 brings down, in the name of the Bach and the Mogen of Rom, that we've already learned, Shetzorach Lassos Azoro Lefnei Beis HaKnesses Dugmasu Ulon Shoyel Lefnei Hecho, that it's proper to set up to have a lobby area in front of the shul proper itself, the actual Beis Knesses itself, just like it was in the Beis HaMikdosh. Akoponim Tov Lahadish Lul Spalushom Kim Beis HaKnesses, but one shouldn't daven over there, except under extenuating circumstances when there's no room, but one should daven inside the Beis HaKnesses. Then he brings on a very interesting discussion. What is the status of the Ezras Noshim, the women's section? So we have lots of different opinions about this. He brings on the Chochmas Adam, authored by the same author as the Chayi Adam of Danzig Zatzal, She'ein Bo Kedusha Klal. The women's section doesn't have the sanctity of a Beis HaKnesses. However, for the words of the Prima Godim, Mash Mash Yesh Bo Kedusha, he disagrees. And likewise, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Likewise, Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, disagrees. And all of them say, Yesh Le'ezras Noshim Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It has the same holiness as the rest of the shul. And this is likewise the opinion of Shelos Tshuva Sholom Meshav, who adds, She'be'ezras Noshim Yesh Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Ki Ath Noshim Chayavos Betfila, because women are also obligated to daven. The halachah l'maaseh ramification of this is, you want to expand the shul, and now there's a women's section in the newly constructed area that used to be a men's section. Are you allowed to do this? Is this a yerida in the kedusha? So he says no. However, the Makor Chaim writes, he's not so sure that you can do this. And the Shelos Tshuvas Keren Ludovit says that most of the Acharonim say you shouldn't do this, in fact, because it is a downgrading of the Kedusha going from being the men's section to the women's section because of the greater chiyuv for a man to daven inside a shul. It brings down, however, that if the Ezras Noshim is actually built over the airspace of the shul, for example, like a balcony area that extends and abuts into the area of the men's section, so then, in that situation, even the Keren Ludovit says that it would have the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Finally, I saw it brought down a beautiful Maisa about the Belzer Beis HaMedrash in Belz, which was built by the Sar Shalom of Belz, the great Belzer Rebbe. And they had almost completed the entire shul over there. And the only thing that was missing was the Ezras Noshim. They wanted to make a Chanukah Sabayis. And the Belzer Rebbe said, no, absolutely not, because without the women's tefillos in the shul, where will our tefillos go? It's not yet called having a shul until you have the women's section built as well. Now we go to Mechaber, Sif Beis. Hasochun Bayis Lisbalimbo. If people rent a place to daven in, they rent the shul, Ein Lo Din Beis Knesses. That shul doesn't have the status of being a Beis Knesses because it's a temporary abode, it's a rented place. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Dalit explains, Lizman Kavua. We're talking about renting it for a set period of time, for example, a month, L'Shana, L'Chodesh, or L'Shana, for a month or a year. The reasoning is, Vatam, the Kivan, the Bechlos, Zman, Eschiros, at the end of the time of the rental, Yesh, Biarabala Baish, L'Haskir, L'Hemod, since the owner can say, I'm not renting it to you after this period of time, Imkain, Ein Noel, Arai, therefore it's only a temporary situation, Vain Bokdushin. It doesn't have, therefore, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. So, Tamu Choch B'Levush, this is brought down based from the Levush, the Mishnah Berurah says. However, Ba'olas Tomid Lo Mash B'Kain, the Olas Tomid disagrees with this, and he says, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Bir Halacha, for further discussion. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskel HaSochun Bayis, the Chavetz Chaim continues, and he writes, Ulam, the Olas Tomid says, the Ein Din Ze Ela B'Chagon Ahi De Mari Be'Chaviv. This din is only if it's under the circumstances that the Mari Be'Chaviv writes. That this din, that a rented structure doesn't have the status of a Beis Knesses, is only talking about in a time when the government didn't let you go and state that you're renting a shul. And they would hide themselves in places to go find a place to daven where the government wouldn't bother them. In that situation, because the government will prevent you from renting that place as soon as they find out that it's there, so that's called a temporary structure. And that's what the din is. A rented place doesn't have a permanence to it, and it's not considered a Beis HaKnesses. Because today or tomorrow, the government will find out, and they're going to stop you, even though your rental is for a year, they're going to stop you from having it as a shul. As opposed to nowadays, Masha Ein came besokrim begolui kidera kol olam. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you can rent a place, and in the United States, you're renting a shul. They can't take it away from you. They're not allowed to. The government will protect your shul. Shall also asman kimchuri lechem. And during that period of the rental, they can't take it away from you. Bevada yesh bo kedusha. So the Mari Be'Chaviv, as brought down by Olas Tomit, said that that does have the status of Kedusha. Since that is for at least that period of time for the rental, and it can't be stopped. Even though after the time of the rental, it will go back, that's not our concern. And the Chavetz Chaim concludes, La'niyaz dati shekein nochel ledina. This is the halacha l'maisa. The issue footnote number 3 discusses whether you fulfill the obligation to go and build a Beis HaKnesses in a town by only renting it. So if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. But it's better to build your own place. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, in fact, if you can build your own place, you're not yotzei with renting it. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay writes that this din, davkim hu l'spal levad, that's only when talking about renting, it's only talking about when you're just davening there. Avolim hu beis ha-medrash, if you're also going to learn there, yesh bo kedusha, then it does in fact have the kedusha. Kedusha of the beis medrash, we said, is higher than the kedusha of the beis knesses. And he brings us down the name of Shari Truva, the name of the knesses HaGdola, the enyo de atamo, he doesn't know why this is the case. Why should it be any different? It's a rental, it's a rental. She suggests, v'ulai, the kivan shunasa keva gomu l'spalo, the lumo bo kederach beis ha-medrash, lo mikri aroi, because since they're learning and davening over there, it's not called a temporary situation. Tirshu footnote number 5 brings down that the reason it might be because the malchus was makbid shelo yivnu bate knesses lelo kabbalas rishus. They were makbid that you shouldn't build a shul without their permission, but they weren't makbid so much on a base medrash, and therefore that maybe that explains the difference between the two. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Tashmishe Kedusha, items that serve directly a davar Kedusha. For example, Kigon, Tik shel svarim mezuzos. You're talking about the covering of a sefer Torah, for example, or a mezuzah, or ritzuos tefillin, or the ritzuos, the straps of the tefillin, which serve the tefillin itself. And there are more examples given on the Amud Beis, which we'll get to maybe in Mitzvah Shem today or tomorrow. All of these items, the Mechaber will eventually say, have Kedusha intrinsically to them, and when they're worn out, you have to bury them, you have to be gonez them, you can't use them for something else. Now let's understand what each of these is talking about. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav explains, Tashmisha Kedusha, Hainu, the Av de B'Tashmisha Mitzvah Kaimalon B'Simuchof Alev Deliachar She'over Mitzvah Simutul Zarkon, as opposed to Tashmisha Mitzvah, which after they're done, for example, you have a talus, and the talus is worn out. So after you're done with the talus, you're allowed to just dispose of it and throw it away, obit, you're not allowed to use it for a shmata, you're not allowed to use it to clean your toilets, chas v'shalom. But you can allow to throw it away in a bag in the garbage. Technically, one is allowed to do that because the mitzvah is no longer able to be done with it. So it's a tashmish of a mitzvah, and tashmish a mitzvah can be thrown away, as opposed to over here, but tashmish a kedusha ain't okay. The din is that you're not allowed to just use it and dispose of it after it's done, if it was serving a kedusha. Ela afli achash nisbalu, after it's worn out, the ain ruin ol tashmish, and it can't be used any longer for the function that it was intended. Mikol makom yesh ben kedusha, it retains its intrinsic kedusha as a tashmish a kedusha, v'tzarech leganzo, and you must hide it away, you bury it. V'gam asur lishtamish bem shum tashmish, and you can't use it for anything else. V'davka tashmish kedusha atzman, this is only something that directly serves the kedusha itself. Avodavar mishamish litashmish hakedusha, but something that serves the thing that serves the kedusha. So we'll say, for example, you have the table that the Sefer Torah is on, then you have a mappa on top of that, and then you put the Sefer Torah on the mappa. So the mappa is the tashmish of the kedusha, and the table is the tashmish kedusha, and who nikra tashmish the tashmish, ain bo kedusha, that doesn't have the same level of kedusha, or mutul ishtamish behen at ba'odin kayomen, and therefore one would be able to use that even after it was no longer being used as the tashmish. To tashmish, but one could use it for a secular purpose, albeit not a bizoyan type of a purpose. The issue footnote number 7 brings down that even though tashmish and mitzvah are allowed to be disposed of, ein linhog behem minog bizoyan lezorkum liashpo, you should just throw them away in the garbage. And he says those people that are medaktek to hide them away, legonzam, hamachmir umedaktek bimitzos tovel of bracha, somebody that does this is certainly worthy of praise. The issue footnote number 8 brings down after the tashmish kedusha are worn out, you're not allowed to use them, but the tashmish, you would be allowed to use. He says, shekol shekein she'ein no tzorach geniza, they certainly don't need geniza, the tashmish. V'imut alizrok tashmish al tashmish kedusha shebol liyashpo, can you throw it away in the garbage? So Rav Azan Zatzal says, yeah, you'd be allowed to. It's even less than tashmish mitzvah. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita, they say, rakim lo nikar sheshimesh the tashmish kedusha yochel lizorka, only if it's not recognizable what it was, then you can throw it away. But if it's recognizable what it was, then you shouldn't throw it away. But you should burn it in that situation. Because an ashpa is a place of bizoyon, and only under extenuating circumstances would you be allowed to put it over there in the ashpa. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Zayin, he writes, Tikshel Sfarim, the covering on a Sefer Torah. Hainu Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, Shem Kedusha. This would be true for any Sfarim of Tanakh, that you have a covering on them, so these have the status of being Tashmishei Kedusha. Va'atik, and this covering, have a tashmish l'kedusha, as we just said, is the tashmish of a kedusha, and likewise, v'adin l'shar sifrei kodesh, this would be true for any covering of a holy sefer, or mashakos of ritzuas tefillin, why did the mechaber say the ritzuas of the tefillin? Same thing, v'adin l'tikshalan, the same thing would apply to their cover, v'kozeh bein b'shoyad u'bein b'shorosh, and this applies to both the shoyad and the shorosh. The issue footnote number 9 explains why are the ritzuos and the coverings of the tefillin called tashmishei kedusha. So he brings down from the Bir Halach and Simen Mem Beis that these coverings are called tashmish kedusha mishum shemishamesh l'kedusha shenichneses bo, because the boxes themselves have the tefillin inside of them, and the ritzuos are being used to strap the tefillin to your arm and to your head, and therefore they're called tashmishei kedusha. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkot and Zayin, does bring down, Biritzuos Muchoch Behedja Begemara Diktani Urtzuosein Loshen Rabim. It says in the Gemara, a plural Loshen to imply the Ritzuos of both the Shoyad and the Shorosh. However, he brings down the Prima Godim is mistopic about this, and he says, the Efshor Da Bayis Shoyad Hurak Tashmish Kedusha. The bayis itself of the yad is only a tashmish of the kedusha of the parchment that's inside of it, if I'm understanding this correctly. And the issue footnote number 10 brings down the chiluk between this opinion, according to the Prima Godim, between the shoyad and the shorosh, is that the shoyad doesn't have the shin on it, which the shorosh does have the shame of the shin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. So therefore, the bayis of the shorosh is kedusha itself, and the shoyad is only a tashmish of the kedusha of the parchments that are inside of it. He brings down that the Bir Halacha disagrees with this. And even the Prima Godim says, Tzarech Iyin Bezdan, there seems to be a stira in the words of the Prima Godim himself. We'll conclude today's share with this. We're in the middle of these items that are called Tashmishei Kedusha. Mi'etz Hashem, we'll start at the very top of the Amud tomorrow, and that concludes today's share.